Yo, check us out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, dog? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice Warp.
It's your man, Mastermind of Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Off the grind, you know, so big shout out to the big homie,
And yeah, man, so I still got a lot to talk about, bro. You know, I'm still out here grinding, bro. I'm doing my thing, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, you've been doing this. Shout out to Scratch LVP. You've been doing this for a minute. So is Scratch, man. You know, combined, you guys have, like, man, several projects. Same with D-Pain. Because LVP is like a clique of, like, how many people would you say is in it?
At least, I say about 7-8 of us, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we got a bunch of collabs, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of different people. Shout out to D-Pain, too, man. He's still doing his thing. Y'all check out his new stuff on SoundCloud. He got stuff, you know, all over the media website. So y'all check him out, man. He hot.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? He's man, a lyrical beast.
Yes, sir.
You know, all you guys are. You know, but that Bone, you know what I'm saying? Bone was a big influence in you guys, 3-6 Mafia and stuff. A lot of them choppers. Who would you say is the best that you've heard?
Well, to tell you the truth, I wouldn't say like the best, but one of my biggest influences, I say, was 8-Ball and MJG. Like, I really listened to a lot of their stuff. You know, I could relate to a lot of it because, to me, you know, they straight from the hood. And they wasn't really, like, mainstream with it to say, you know, like a lot of these other guys, but you knew exactly who they was. And they got a lot of respect in the street. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, they was a really big influence on me when I first started. And, you know, I still listen to their stuff today. You know, they still make music today. And, you know, they still one of my biggest influences. So, like, you know, when I hear some of their stuff, they really influenced me to do my own stuff, too. And get back in there and keep grinding, you know. So, yeah, Ball and G is, like, really one of my biggest influences. But, yes, Bone and 3-6, you know, they had a play in that. A little bit of Crucial Conflict, that Do or Die. I don't know if you ever heard of the Dirty Boys, the Pimp and the Gangsta out of Alabama. Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they be doing their thing. Yeah, bro. You know, Master P, Soulja Slim, Juvenile, man, you know, all that South shit, bro. I grew up on it. So, you know, I'm a South dude. You know, I'm part of that South LDP clique, you know. Because we like all around, you know what I'm saying, United States. But, yeah, I'm part of that South clique.
Yeah, definitely, man. A lot of choppers down there, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of times when you think of Houston, you think of you know what I'm saying, the Chopped and Screwed, some slow down music. But some fast rappers in Houston, too.
You know, man. Hey, man, a lot of that Zero. Shout out to Zero, man. He's still doing his thing, too. Zero, Trey the True. I mean, I'm sorry, Trey the Savage. Man, you got who you got? OG Ryan C down there. Man, Paul Wall, man, a lot of them boys doing their thing down there, man.
Yeah, definitely, man. You know, you got so much talent in the South, you know, but people, they used to tend to overlook it, you know, for many years. Like New York would, anytime 2 Live Crew would come there, New York would, you know, kind of just brush them off as like a gimmick. You know, and that's disrespectful because the South is full of fucking talent. Now, you're from Florida. What part of Florida are you from?
I'm from the O, Orlando. Like,
Orlando, man.
Yep.
So I take it, man, you was raised on, like, some good 2 Live Crew music way back in the day. And,
a lot of that Booty music, a lot of that Uncle Luke. Shoot, man, 69 Boys, shoot, man, DJ Magic Mike, a lot of that old stuff, man. Disco and the City Boys, you know, all that 407 stuff.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying, a lot of talent there for sure. I think the South and the Midwest, man, are really more alike than people, you know, give them credit for, because you look at artists like you said, Do or Die and Bone and stuff like that. You know, they're very similar, you know, not just because they're fast, but the content is dark, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, It's just, I just feel like, yep, man, it's a lot of people down here, man, with a lot of stuff to talk about, bro. You know, like, up north, I think it get a lot more shine because you got a lot of more record companies up there and, you know, a lot of big names, you know what I'm saying? It takes knowing people, too, you know what I'm saying? Networking really plays a big part of that also, you know what I'm saying? But, man, once the South got on, bro, like, it was kind of hard to turn us off, man. And you know what I'm saying? It only really take one hit, you know what I'm saying, to get your whole project just bumping, bro. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do down here, man, and get Florida and Central Florida jumping like we're supposed to. You know, it's a lot of people doing their thing down here, too. Don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? Lil Pootie, you got, man, all these boys down here, man. Man, who you got? Well, I first came up here in Granddaddy South in Orlando. You know what I'm saying? He basically started in Orlando for me. And he basically got Orlando, you know what I'm saying, like, away from Mickey Mouse and Disney World. And, you know, he brought out that real hood shit. And Killer Gorillas, man, you got a lot of boys, man. DJ Real, man, it's just a bunch of people, you know what I'm saying, that's been a big influence for me, you know what I'm saying, made me want to just keep, you know what I'm saying, keep that thing rolling, you know what I'm saying, keep, you know, Central Florida on the map.
You know, I reviewed Granddaddy South's first album, and the Murder Dog, and also I interviewed him in there too. He's Antonio Tarver's homie. He was actually Balboa, and he was in there for like 5 seconds. There was a scene where Tarver was at his mansion just chilling, and he was one of the guys there. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yes,
you mentioned him, man.
Yeah,
you
man.
Know, for those of you listening, man, check out Granddaddy South. That dude's the
yes,
truth.
Yes, sir. That's an old one, man. He bought back an old one with Antonio Tarver. I kind of forgot about that one.
That was the guy that gave Roy Jones the business. You know,
he
showed that
every time they faced off, man, Antonio Tarver was the only one to really get with Roy Jones like that.
Well, Roy Jones, you know, yeah, exactly, man. Everybody thought he was invincible. And Tarver was the guy to prove that wrong. But, man, speaking of Roy Jones, did you see Tyson and Jones? Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Them fucking rip
man.
Shots, man.
I can't believe it, man. Both of them guys, like, old as hell, and they still trying to duke it out. But, you know,
they're
going to keep
it,
that
though.
Money coming in. You know, they're keeping that ticket coming in. Hey, I still pay to watch them.
They're
some pretty good fighters.
Well, it's like the Big Three, Ice Cube's basketball league. You know, people want to see the legends of the past, you know.
Right.
But, you know, Pensacola, you know, he, Roy Jones being from Pensacola, you know, and Tarver, Orlando and stuff like that. Is Florida, like, would you say there's different styles in different parts of Florida? Like, do cats from, like, South Palm Beach sound different from cats from Miami or, you know, how would you break it down?
The truth,
because it's a big
state. The beat down in Miami is, like, a little more fast-paced. You know, you get that kind of all over Florida, you know what I'm saying? It's according on what part you at, you know. Like, I'm more, you know what I'm saying, on the hood, more gutter side, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know. I got a lot of homies, you know what I'm saying, that's on that up-tempo Buddha music type stuff, you know what I'm saying, and keep, you know what I'm saying, keep the crowd going. So, you know, it just depends on where you at, you know what I'm saying, which parts you go to. But anywhere you come down here, man, you're going to get what you're looking for, bro. Trust me, bro. You're going to find it.
Yeah, there's so much. You know, the whole state, you know, is just full of it. And really, you go up, of course, you got spots like Savannah, you got spots like Charleston. That whole southeast region is just lit as fuck when it comes to talent.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people sleep on those spots, too. They think of just Atlanta. There's so much more to that area than just Atlanta.
Shoot, Georgia is big, bro. Georgia is really not that far from Florida. It's like basically, you know, they brothers and sister states, you know, so they right here, man. And I go to Georgia a few times. You know, I got people all over Georgia. Shout out to my folks in Atlanta. I got folks in Augusta. Shout out to Scratch LDP. He in Georgia, you know. So
yeah, absolutely, man. You know, let's give them a taste of some of this dope music here, man. We got this. We got two tracks here. We got The Game Is Fake, and we got You Already
yes,
Know.
Sir.
Which one you want to roll with first?
You go ahead with The Game Is Fake.
Okay, okay. Who produced this one?
Well, my one of my homies down here in Orlando. Shout out to Grandola, Big Grandola. You know, he made the beat for me, and yeah, man, we just you know, laced it up, bro.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. We'll be right back with your boy Slow Mo right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Don't go nowhere.
The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see you get rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me. The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see you get rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me. The game is fake. At least that's what you nigga show me. It ain't nothing but snakes that perpetrate to be your homies. They come and smell in my face. At the same time plotting on me. Don't wanna see me get paid, rather see me get cash. Might as well be the police. Niggas be acting like 12. You already know they gon' tell. They wanna see you in the cell instead of seeing you making sales. That's why I hustle by myself and do my dirt by my lonely. I ain't about to tell my seven, I ain't got the world by the money else to own me. These niggas so flawed. These bitches so phony. Say they want a real nigga, but they be on the PlayStation games like Sony. I would never settle down. Ain't the one real enough for me. A bitch will walk right out on you every year, help her get up on their own feet. I'm getting tired of the same shit. It's been getting up for me. Every time I run around and hit the studios, like I'm rapping about the same story. Everybody ain't real. My mama done told me. They believe it till I seen it for myself when my own best friend turned on me. The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see me getting rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me. The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see you get rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me. One day somebody gon' feel me. Can't let these fuck niggas kill me. Can't let them see me spend life. It's a game of chance. I just played the hand that it deals me. I swear it's hard but it's fair. Can't be walk around like I don't care. Even though I'm doing more than my share. But kids still depend on me to be there. All they know is I'ma make shit happen. I refuse to be a deadbeat pappy. I'm too much of a man to let another nigga do what I'm supposed to do for my family. Ain't just every man is all on my shoulders. Ain't complaining, nah, I'm a soldier. Mama always used to say the Lord would never put more on me than I can hold up. You move borders, my God moves mountains. All the blessings I still be counting. I never forget where I came from, who helped me get here, and all the ones that was doubting. They don't wanna see me get paid. They would rather see me get caged. Like an animal locked up in the cage. Say you let me get the fuck up out my face. I'm getting tired of the same shit. It's beginning to bore me. Every time I ride around and hit the studio, it's like a rapper by the same story. Everybody ain't real. That's what you done show me. Didn't believe it till I seen it for myself when my own best friend turned on me. The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see you getting rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me. The game is fake. I'm surrounded with this shit. These niggas they hate. Don't wanna see you get rich. I'm keeping the faith. And I'm using my gifts. Knowing one of these days somebody gon' feel me.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Murder Master Music Show. We got your boy Slow Mo here. Yeah, man. That's is that on the mixtape or album, or what's that on?
Yes, sir. That's on my first album. That's on God First Tape Set. Y'all check that out. Yeah, it's on all you know, major media stations, major media networks, YouTube Music. It's on Spotify, Pandora, Apple Music, iTunes, Google search it, you're gonna find it, you know. So check me out.
That's what's up. You have a project that you're working on now, or?
Yes, sir. I asked the guy, my new mixtape getting ready to come out pretty soon. Working on it. It's called Ear to the Streets. After that one, I got another one getting ready to come out called All the Way 100. I got, man, a couple projects with my boy D-Lo. Shout out to Hood. You know, with Major World Records. You know what I'm saying? I got a bunch of artists on Major World. They're getting ready to drop. Major Man. I got my boy Donatello, Watch Shadow. My boy Bit 2 Glock. You know, so, man, I got a bunch of stuff working right now, bro.
Oh, yeah, staying busy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Lyrical, definitely, you got high lyrical intensity. You know what I'm saying? You're not like one of these dudes that just spits bars. You get into it. Where did that come from, man? Is it important for you to really, you know what I'm saying, like come with different cadences and different rhyme flows and stuff like that?
Yeah, actually, like I said, bro, they go all the way back to 8-Ball MJG. You know, like when you listen to their music, you know, they sound different, but you can tell it's them, you know what I'm saying? They telling the story in every rhyme, you know what I'm saying? T.I., Ludacris, you know, Bone Thugs, they do the same thing. You know, they paint that picture for you. And that's what I try to do in my music, you know, like, you know, help people relate a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Anybody could get in the booth and spit bars, you know what I'm saying? But can you actually, you know what I'm saying, get somebody's attention with what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, what are you talking about? You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You got to have some type of substance. It can't always just be, you know, I got money, I got this, you know, you got to have something
right. That's
actually telling people something. We got the homie Sin from France. I know he's got a question or two for you. Sin, you there, brother?
What's good?
Yes, yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Yabo Slovo. Yeah,
what's good?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can you tell us about the song, Cowboy Sleeping, you did back in the day with a Scratch LDP and a Capone?
Oh, Caught Slipping?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, Caught Slipping. Oh, man, that's like, yeah, we dropped that, man. We were like, we were still, man, like kind of fresh, you know what I'm saying, like doing our thing, you know what I'm saying, like as a group together, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, man, that's one of the first ones we actually put out as a video, and yeah, man, the footage on that kind of old, bro. But we might remake that one, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, Scratch LDP and Capone, yeah, those two boys, man, I've been doing my thing with them since high school days, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, together, like we got a bunch of stuff, you know, Dat Piff and SoundCloud. So yeah, man, you can check us out, man. Just type in any one of our name, man. A bunch of that stuff gonna pull up, brother.
Yeah, right. And Scratch LDP is a UGS too. For sure.
Yes, sir. UGS
and,
for life.
Yes, sir. UGS for life. Can you tell us about also the song Hell on Earth you did on your last album?
Oh, Hell on Earth? Yes, sir. That's on God First, Save the Second. Actually, that's an older song that was produced by Pope Brothers Productions out there in Sanford, Florida. Shout out to them, you know. But, yeah, man, I put it on the album, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's a song talking about basically females and bad relationships. You know, I got three different baby mamas. I got four kids. Shout out to my kids, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just being in some of those relationships, you know, I talked about that on my song, you know what I'm saying? I talked about the bad part, you know what I'm saying? Because every relationship ain't good, you know what I'm saying? You got good stuff, you got bad stuff, you know what I'm saying? So that particular song, you know, I was just talking about, you know, some of the bad stuff that I have been through with, you know, some of these females, man. And you know, some of them could be hell on earth, you know? So, you know, that was the title of that song right there. And, you know, that's where I was going with that one.
Yeah. You grew up with also 69 Boys, MC Ed, all Miami stuff, but which was more bounce. But you got an underground Miami and like a Florida stuff, like the Ave. Maybe you know about this group, Unbound, Twice Dead, the album, or Total Chaos. It was very, very dark stuff from the Florida. Maybe you know about that underground era.
Yeah. Well, I know all about, you know, Florida music, man. I did my research. You know, it go all the way back. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man, like, I just kind of bring my type of feel and where I come from. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I'm more from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I ain't grow up with no money. Ain't nobody give me nothing. You know what I'm saying? Everything I did, my whole album and everything, I basically did on my own. Yeah, I had different people, you know, make my beats and stuff. But, basically everything else, man, I'm footing it, you know, kind of like the Master P method, independent. But, you know, I'm still pushing. And, you know, one day somebody going to feel me, bro.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely, Sid. Appreciate you for calling in, man. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. You know, this hip-hop shit connects people globally. Do you get a lot of people overseas checking out your music as well?
Oh, yeah. I check out my stats all the time, bro. And I appreciate everybody in France. I got people in all over Europe listening to my music. I appreciate y'all. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to people in Russia, man, India. They bumping me, like, real hard right now. So I really appreciate y'all on Deezer and, you know, all those other, you know, media outlets that y'all hitting me up on, and your boy gonna keep dropping. You know, I'm gonna keep representing, and y'all just keep hitting me up. I'm gonna keep you filled up with that real hood shit.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Man, I'll tell you what, brother. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor, and then we're gonna close it out. We got one more song called "You Already Know." But before we get to that song, man, I want to give you the floor. Let them know, like, where they can get your music. Give them your social media and shout-outs. It's all yours, brother.
Yes, sir. Y'all check me out on my Instagram, your boy Slomo LDP. Check me out on Facebook, your boy Slomo LDP. Just Google search your boy Slomo, and a bunch of my stuff going to come out. You can check out my mixtapes. I got over 10 solo underground mixtapes on Datpiff and SoundCloud. I got a bunch of stuff on Spotify, Pandora, Deezer, Apple Music, iTunes. So y'all just check your boy out, and I got a bunch more coming. I got the Major Man getting ready to drop. He getting ready to drop his mixtape. We working on another album for me and a couple of more mixtapes. So, man, it's going to be a busy, busy year for 2021 and on up. So, Y'all look out for your boy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Now, this song here, you already know. Tell everybody about this one.
You already know. I got to say, I don't know if that one on the album. You got the right track, sir.
Let me play a couple seconds of it. We'll see what if I got the right one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the right one. Did I ask to send you that one? That is wild.
You know what? You might have not sent me that one. Let me see here. The one we're looking for is "How You Let Him Do It." I believe that's the
How
one.
How You
right?
Let Him Do It? Yeah, that's on that.
Tell me about this.
That's
one.
That's on the album. Nah, that last one is "You Already Know." That's on one of my mixtapes. You can check that one on Datpiff. But yeah, that's not that one is not on the album, actually.
Okay, that's an older one I had. Must have had it from probably a couple years ago, I would imagine.
Probably, I think from a previous episode you had with us.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Well, you know, we always got some LDP music on deck. So, but this
yes,
one
sir.
Here is called "How You Let Him Do It," man. Tell everybody about this one.
I ain't let him do it. Basically, that's when, you know, it's just on some hood shit, street shit. That's like a two-hood project. It's just basically talking about you know, like different stuff you go through. But you know what I'm saying, you know better, and you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't let nobody get you like that. You know what I'm saying? So basically, you know, that's what that song is about.
Okay. Okay, definitely, definitely. Man, it was good chopping it up with you as always, brother. You stay safe. We'll be at you real soon. Everybody support your boy Slow Mo and it's Murder Master Music Show. We're out of here. UGS for
man,
life.
I appreciate your prayers. UGS for life.
How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Let him fuck, nigga, try it. How you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Let him push the nigga side. How you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Run up on you with that fire. How you let him do it? A nigga rob you, how you let him do it? Ran all up in your shop, boy, how you let him do it? You was dipping in that culture, how you let him do it? Pistol whip, you could've shot you, how you let him do it? Charge this shit to the game, how you let him do it? They done disrespect your name, how you let him do it? Damn, dog, that's a shame, how you let him do it? Took your cash and your cane, how you let him do it? Let them get away like that, how you let them do it? Shit, they'll probably come back, how you let them do it? Hit this time for some rats, how you let them do it? This nigga trapping with no strap, how you let them do it? Nah, I bet they think you soft, how you let them do it? They done made you drop it off, how you let them do it? Nigga done snatch it off the wall, how you let them do it? Boy, you can't even much talk, how you let them do it? How you let them do it? How you let him do it? Let him fuck, nigga, try it. Yeah, how you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Let him put the nigga side you. How you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Run up on you with that fire. How you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? You done let that shit ride. How you let him do it? Got these holes in your pockets, how you let them do it? They keep control of your wallet, how you let them do it? Going broke and they falling, how you let them do it? The funny when they call you, how you let them do it? They done swipe your credit card, how you let them do it? Same bitches scratching up your car, how you let them do it? Bring that bullshit to your job, how you let them do it? Bitch be quick to call the cops, how you let them do it? He fucked his hoe without a rubber, how you let him do it? Now he talking about his lover, how you let him do it? Nose wide open like a sucker, how you let him do it? Trying to handcuff a runner, how you let him do it? Now he called his bitch a lady, how you let him do it? Say she pregnant with his baby, how you let him do it? Then they just started dating, how you let him do it? Got this nigga going crazy, how you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Let him fuck, nigga, try ya, how you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Let him push the nigga side ya, how you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? Run up on you with that fire, how you let him do it? How you let him do it? How you let him do it? You done let that shit ride, how you let him do it?